Hey, this is totally not Natalie. I figured I would try a questionnaire, mostly because I need to procrastinate from stuff. I don't lend my voice to stuff terribly often, so forgive me if I'm a bit awkward, and there'll probably be quite a few ums and uhs. So bear with me. This is Dutch Dudes. I think that's how you say his name. Movie questionnaire. He's got a total of, I think, 14 questions with 7 positive and 7 negative. He begins with the positive, so I guess that's where we'll start. The first question is, what's a movie you can recall seeing that you like? Or sorry, what's the first movie you sh can recall seeing that you liked? Off to a great start, yay. The first movie I can recall seeing in a cinema is Snow White. Obviously, it wasn't the premiere of Snow White, because I think that movie's came out in the 1930s, right? So close to 80 years old. I am not 80 years old. Feel comfortable telling you that much. So I did not attend the premiere of Snow White. It must have been one of those matinees that they sometimes have for kids, where they show an old movie and kids can kind of watch and run around. I remember liking it then. I don't know how much of the plot I retained because I was probably not terribly old, but I've seen it again as an adult and still enjoy it. So that's probably the first movie I can recall seeing that I enjoyed. What's a movie that you liked a lot more than you thought you would? Frankly, all of the movies that I like a lot more than I think I will are movies that I see on planes. Because anytime I'm picking out a film on a plane, I'm already in a bad mood because I don't want to be in a plane. And I'm something along the lines of, whatever, I'll just watch this. The one that's coming to mind right now is Lobster, which is a British dark comedy. Dark comedies for me tend to be kind of hit or miss. I either really, really enjoy them or I just find the humor too dark and depressing. Lobster hit all the right notes for me, though. It's a film about, well, it's a very strange film about circumstances in a post-apocalyptic world where people are turned into animals if they don't find somebody to love them. I probably can't describe it much better than that. It's pretty absurd, but the humor is excellent, and there's not a lot of films like this particular one, and I think it hits all of its beats really well. So I would definitely recommend it, at least if you're in the mood to enjoy a dark comedy. Three, what's an unpopular opinion that you hold in a positive way? About films? I'm not sure if this is unpopular, but I actually really like old movies where you can tell that the practical effects are practical effects, or where you can tell that they're on a set. So, for instance, Willy Wonka is one of my favorite films of all time. The original one, not the creepy-ish 2000s one. And I really like that film in part just because they built these really huge, elaborate sets. And you can tell that they're sets. But in some ways, that makes it more magical that they built these huge sets for these kids to play on. And in some ways, I enjoy it a little bit more because they did that as opposed to just having the kids walk around in front of a green screen. And I kind of wish we would bring back those type of movies where it doesn't have to be so well done that you can't tell that it's a set. Is there something kind of homely about that? I don't know if I'm the only one who feels that way, but that's definitely an opinion I have in about films. Blech. What's the last film you saw in a cinema? I don't go to the cinema terribly often. I just don't like to spend money on it, and I prefer watching stuff from the comfort of my own home. So I haven't seen any of the new Marvel movies yet, or I don't even think I've seen a movie this year yet. I'm kind of a homebody in that respect. Oh, I did see, this was last year, Eighth Grade. Which is, as the title suggests, a film about a girl finishing up eighth grade. It's very realistic, very funny. It helps you relive the awkwardness of being 14 in all its wonderful glory. Greatly enjoyed it, despite the cringiness of it. Probably, I actually want to watch that again now, so maybe I'll check that out after I'm done with this. What's a film that you like but never want to see again, and why? There's this great film about end-of-life care called Amour that follows the journey of a couple dealing with their dying days together and what it's like to care for somebody who's dying. It's very intense, very emotional, very heartfelt. It doesn't give you a lot of breaks. There's not really any comedic scenes. It's definitely worth watching just because it really puts you in that moment very well of what it's like to be old and what it's like to be dying. But it's not something I would ever want to see again just because it's incredibly, incredibly bleak. And I don't think my constitution could handle it. I definitely saw that on a second date with somebody, which I don't recommend. At a second date, you're kind of at that awkward stage where you're still just in safe topics of conversation. And Amour is definitely not a safe topic of conversation movie. And you're both be too depressed after it to want to hang out anymore. So if you're going to see it, either see it with somebody you know particularly well or by yourself. But not on the first or second date. If aliens arrived and asked you to pick a movie for them to see, what would you pick and why? Well, if aliens came down, I would want them to, I guess, understand humanity better. So I would want a film that really captured humanity well in all its negative but positive aspects. The one that's coming to mind right now is a film I enjoyed a lot when I was younger and saw again recently and loved even more. It's called Little Miss Sunshine. It's by the same people who did Juno, if you've ever seen that. It's basically about a dysfunctional family going on a road trip together. And I think it would be useful for aliens to see, in part because it shows all of humanity's flaws really well. These family fights, they're dysfunctional, they're strange, they're weird. But there's still a tenderness to it, or love that kind of underlies it. And I think it could help aliens understand how, while humans as a species can sometimes be really, really horrible, underneath that horribleness, there is this kind of deep connection we have with each other. And maybe if aliens saw that, despite all the horrors in her world right now, they might be persuaded to not just take over our planet and turn it into some alien farm thing. Seven, do you have a favorite so get bad it's good film? Trying to think. I really enjoy Snakes on a Plane. I'm not sure if that counts as a so bad it's good film, just because Snakes on a Plane also doesn't take itself terribly seriously as a film. It's clear in the film that they're kind of trying to make it a B-movie. But it's a film that I love because of how ridiculous it is, so I suppose it still counts. It also helped that I just saw it, I think, the first time at an age where I could just make fun of it. I haven't seen it in a long time, so I'm not sure if it would hold up upon rewatch, but I had a very fun time in the cinema just making fun of that film with my friends. And hopefully I would again if I ever saw it again. Okay, now we have to move on to the negative questions. One, what's the worst movie you've ever seen? I mean, worse in terms of not even being it's so bad it's good is probably a Kevin Smith film called Cop Out. It's meant to, I think, be a buddy cop movie, but it doesn't even do that terribly well. I would describe the plot, but it doesn't really even have a plot. None of the jokes land. It's completely absurd. It's all of the bad things about Kevin Smith without including any of the good things about him. And it didn't help that I don't remember the exact circumstances under which I saw this film, but I was definitely otherwise having a bad day, and I asked some friends if we could go to the movies to cheer me up. There was also a horrible, horrible snowstorm at the time, so it took us twice as long to get to the cinema as it otherwise would have. And by the time we got there, I was already exhausted, and then we sat through this movie with basically nobody else in the theater. All of us wanted to leave after 30 minutes, but we'd already gotten there, and none of us wanted to get back in the car out into this blizzard, so we just sat and watched the whole thing. Well, I think basically talking through it, because there was no one else in the film to bother us. What's a film that shocked you with how bad it was? I mean, I know some people liked this movie, but Jurassic World, I did not like. In part just because of the plot with Claire and how it just made no sense and was kind of a bit sexist. So, Claire is supposed to feel guilty for not spending time with her niece and nephew, whom she chose to live away from and didn't choose to give birth to, and is also setting up with a free vacation and providing an assistant to look after them. I don't understand why she's supposed to feel guilty about this. They're not her children. And then it has that whole line with her sister where her sister's like, "You'll understand when you have kids." And Claire responds with "if," and then her sister responds with "when." And it's just, respect a woman's choices not to have kids and become a hotshot executive, and don't expect her to hang out with her niece and nephew just because they're there when she otherwise has a theme park to run. It didn't make any sense to me. It also didn't help that when I saw that film, there was somebody behind me who was, I think, clapping and making these noises that sounded like a seal at all the violent scenes and made me feel uncomfortable. So yeah, I don't like that film. What's an unpopular opinion that you hold in a negative way? Well, I feel like not liking the Marvel movies is not that unusual now. I know a lot of people don't like them. I do like some of them. I guess unique, or more unique to me, is just I don't like the Captain America movies specifically. I don't know, I can't even explain why I don't like them. I know they're very popular. It's just Captain America as a character isn't interesting to me. And the plot in Winter Soldier just wasn't interesting to me. And I was just bored through the entire film. And I in fairness to the people who like it, I can't explain why. It doesn't grip me in any way that's particularly interesting. The character seems boring, the plot lines seem predictable, it didn't seem that interesting, I didn't care what happened to any of the characters. So, yeah, I don't really like those films. Although I can't, in any sense, point out any particular flaws with them. They're just not something that grips me terribly well. Have you ever walked out of a cinema or demanded a refund? I've never walked out of a film because it was bad. I did walk out of The Watchmen, not because the film was bad, but because I have really bad empathic responses when I see a lot of blood, and The Watchmen turned out to be a much bloodier film than I expected it to be, and it was also 3 hours long, so I got, I think, about an hour and a half into it and just started having like really bad headache and stomach pains because of all the blood, and it just kept going, and I just was like, I can't. So I walked out. I didn't demand a refund because it's on me. I chose to see the movie, and it's not their fault that I have this problem. And I can't really speak to how good a movie it is because I have never seen the end of it. And frankly, I haven't read the comic books yet either, so I'll count on other people to decide their opinions on that one. What's the angriest you've ever gotten over a film? Probably The Last Airbender movie, and anyone who's an Avatar The Last Airbender fan will know why that's the case. It was completely ridiculous. It did not follow the story very well. It was awful. The acting was horrible. They mixed up the races of everyone's casting in a really problematic way. It was just so awful. And it didn't help that I saw that on the night it premiered because I was that excited for it. And immediately after the film, I was no longer excited for it anymore. So, yeah, that's probably the angriest I've ever been over a film. What's the biggest case of backlash hype that you've had? I guess that's when a movie is overhyped to me. Probably The Big Lebowski. And again, I don't think The Big Lebowski is a bad film. It's just a film that I have never really gotten. A lot of my friends like it and keep trying to encourage me to see it. I have seen it twice, and just both times I've been very, very bored and didn't enjoy it. And I think I fell asleep one of the times, but I have definitely seen the whole film, so I can confidently make an assessment that I don't like it for whatever reason. The absurdist humor in it just isn't for me. The plot line's not terribly engaging for me. Again, you know, I understand why people like it, but it's a miss in terms of humor and plot for me. And seven, what's a genre that you hate? I don't, and not just because of my, I guess, empathic response to blood, I really don't like gory horror films. I like thrillers and things that try to engage you in terms of making you be afraid by causing suspense. But I don't like films that are just straight up violent gore. It just feels really voyeuristic to me. It seems unnecessary. I have no interest in watching somebody's body be dismembered or their arm sawed off or anything like that. It's just not something that I'm ever going to probably seek out as a person. So I guess I avoid those. Okay, this has been my first extremely awkward questionnaire response. Thanks if you listened to all of this. I hope it was slightly less painful for you than it was for me. Bye.